I'm Lacey Scarmana, WVIK News. For this week's big story in the Quad City Times, sports reporter Don Doxey has the story of a former Quad Cities athlete who did time for manslaughter.
A young man named Curtis Fry grew up in Wilton, Iowa, was a very good high school athlete and played football for a year at St. Ambrose University, and it grew up in a very religious family. His parents ran a youth camp where they helped troubled youth and brought them up in a Christian background, and Curtis helped in all of that. He kind of drifted away from that, though, on his 21st birthday. Went to Iowa City with some friends, got very drunk, and got separated from them, and found himself in the apartment of an elderly man, and ended up beating the man to death with his bare hands.
Now, that's not a typical drunken night out with your friends. How did this come about?
It's kind of hard to explain. I mean, like a lot of 21st birthday party things, they hit it really hard right off the bat. It's really kind of murky as far as how they got separated. He kind of ran off and broke. He was going to an apartment with this 513 Bowery Street, ended up breaking into an apartment at 513 Van Buren Street, broke in, and you know, this elderly man was there. And it's really... Since Curtis doesn't remember any of this at all, he doesn't really know exactly how it happened, but he ended up, beating up this gentleman, and the next day he did not remember any of it at all, but his wallet and his clothes were found in the man's apartment.
And what happened next?
Well, then he was, the police figured it out, arrested him, charged him with second-degree murder about it. This all happened early February of 2008. About a year later, he underwent, went through a bench trial, and ended up being, he was charged with second degree murder, which would have been 50 years in prison. He was found guilty of voluntary manslaughter and sentenced to 10 years, and ended up only serving 4.5 years, and has been out of prison now for about 5 years, and, has gotten his life together. He's really gotten back into the swing of things, and has a family, is really making sure that other people don't repeat his mistake is what he's doing.
Yeah, what is his lifestyle like now?
Well, he makes his living as sort of a carpenter, doing framing houses and doing cabinetry, things like that. But he does a lot of speaking engagements to youth groups, church groups. Just tells his story. I mean, just kind of lays it all out there very candidly, very honestly, and just kind of shows kids what binge drinking and things like that can do. And, he's really, really remorseful about what he's done and is really intent on making sure other people don't repeat that mistake.
Do we know much about the victim in this case?
He's an older man, 75-year-old Patrick McEwen, his name was. He was really kind of an eccentric old gentleman who liked hanging around with college kids and talking to them. He liked the academic lifestyle, which is why he lived in downtown Iowa City. But he's very frail, not in very good health to begin with. But he's, did not really have a lot of friends or family or anything. It's been really difficult fleshing out that part of the story and finding out more about him. But, he's just very surprised to find this man breaking into his apartment that night, obviously.
Do we know what led police to charge Curtis Fry with originally second-degree murder, why he wasn't charged with first-degree murder?
I guess I don't know that. I'm not real clear on the difference between those two things. There was no premeditation or anything like that. He didn't know the victim at all, and I think that's probably the difference. Obviously, there was a lot of controversy over the decision that was made. I've talked to the prosecuting attorney, and she does not believe at all that he blacked out and doesn't remember any of this and wasn't aware of what he was doing. But the judge obviously, Curtis obviously was 22 years old at the time of all this and believed his story and didn't want to have him spend the rest of his life in prison, I guess.
And how did the Quad Cities and Iowa City communities react to that verdict?
In the Quad Cities, I don't know that there was a big reaction in Iowa City. The people who knew Patrick McEwen, his neighbors, he was belonged to a synagogue there and everything. And there's a lot of reaction there, a lot of angry people over feeling that Curtis got off pretty easily.
Absolutely. And in your story, do you talk with Curtis Fry?
Yes. He lives near Des Moines. I went and spent most of an afternoon just talking to him and talked to his wife. I've, talked to his family members. But I spent, like I say, most of a day talking to him and spent a lot of time with him and really get to know him. And really, actually a very impressive young man who you never would imagine did what he did.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Really difficult story, right? Because I want to make sure I balanced it out and didn't make it all on Curtis's side of things, which would have been easy to do because, like I say, I was impressed with him. But it was tough to get a lot of people to talk about it from the other side of things.
You can read the full article about Curtis Fry by Don Doxey this Sunday in the Quad City Times.